What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Chat Cat. How y'all doing? Hope y'all had an amazing weekend. Hope everybody's doing amazing on this beautiful Monday. I've been pretty busy today, but I wanted to stop by and do a little pod because I did one and I'm still going to post it as a bonus episode, even though I was supposed to post it on Friday. But y'all, you know what I'm saying? Forgive me. I just didn't get the opportunity to do that because I was doing a lot of other stuff and not how to get done, you know what I mean? We celebrated our friends over the weekend. They're having a baby and I'm so excited. It was so beautiful. It was so nice. It was amazing to see them and catch up with, you know, people from high school. Like, it was really cool. And then I also got to see my sister and my mom. My grandma. I didn't really get to see anybody else because we were just down there for a day and we came on back. So it was cool. That was fun. So now I'm like, all right, it's a new week. And I just thought I would go ahead and record because tomorrow is my baby's birthday. Oh, yeah, he's going to be. Oh, my God, he's going to be. I'm like, I can't even say. He's going to be seven. I have a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Wow, that's so crazy. But yeah, what a blessing. So yeah, so he asked me to bake him a cake. I mean, we always buy cakes, but he asked me to bake him a cake, and now I just feel obligated to do so. So now I'm like, you know, I want to make him a cake. So I still been organizing and stuff. Like, it's a lot of stuff. But like I said, I got a lot of stuff done. Well, like I said, y'all haven't heard my last pod yet because I haven't uploaded it yet. I'm uploading after this. But, yeah, I got a lot of stuff done. I got a lot of stuff organized. So, I'm, like, moving to different spaces and places. I want to get in the kids' room so that I can, like, I want to paint in there. I want to rearrange some stuff. You know, just, like, a new cool space for the summertime. I'm trying to, you know, it's just a lot that I want to do, a lot of home projects, DIY projects, and I'm ready to get into. So, like, I'm really excited. I might even cut the camera on, y'all. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm really excited about that. I also got my hair locked, y'all. Oh, my God. Like, I said I wasn't going to say that out loud, but whatever. Because y'all going to see me. You'll be like, why'd you got it on? So, yeah. I just decided it's time for a new journey. It's time to, like, just start fresh and everything. And like, I just feel like, I don't know, there's new energy, there's new, like, I don't know, it's just a great feeling. Like, well, especially in my home, I don't know, like, it's very, very refreshing and I'm enjoying every bit of it. So yeah, I'm just like taking advantage of this great feeling that has overtaken me, and I'm going to continue to push to create the life that I want without anybody's input, you know what I mean? But yeah, like, it's been great. What else? Yeah, I pretty much talked about some stuff on the last, just a little bit. I didn't really talk too much, but on my last episode, I talked a little bit about, like, being somebody that's, like, a people pleaser, and sometimes I don't know how to say no, and sometimes, like, even if the answer has to be no, I'm still going to try to make it a way to be yes, even though the answer is inevitably no, and there's no way for it to be yes. So, but like, it stresses me out because I don't like to disappoint people, I don't like to have conflict. So like, but you know, I'm working on, like, you know, like, it's cool, like, they be alright. Like, sometimes the answer is no, and that's okay. Like, you just gotta deal with it and move on and figure out a better way next time. Like, if the opportunity presents itself again, then you know how to handle it next time. So like, yeah, like, every experience is a lesson, and here I am just learning and growing, y'all, because for real, some stuff be getting me like really hype and really stressed out for nothing, and I don't know why. But yeah, I'm working on that. But yeah, it's like I say, it's like new beginnings, and yeah, my next episode, well, I don't know, I could just do it here, but I think it will like go over the time frame that I want to talk about it. So yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to stop by and just give a little bit of Monday motivation. And, you know, I hope that you have a great weekend. And you don't let nobody mess up your week, mess up your day. Don't overthink. Because guess what? What they saying and what they think about you, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, focus on you, your vision, your happiness, your joy, your peace. Focus on all things good. And watch how your week turns out, I'm telling you. Like, even when something crazy comes up, like something negative, some negative situation, and even if you have a moment because you're still human, feel it. You can feel it. Go ahead. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it take over your day. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and feel it if you need to feel it. But let it go. Whenever, like, I was listening to Reverend Ike. I have never listened to him. Check him out. He's passed now, but he has some really, really good videos that will help you change the way you think, I promise you. And it'll really help you change your outlook on things and, like, help you navigate life a little bit different. But it was something that he said. He was like, when you're mad, when you're angry, or you're in a situation that you're upset or whatever, just smile. Like, even it might sound crazy, but just put the biggest smile on your face. And when you hold it long enough, you're probably going to start to laugh to yourself a little bit. But you're also going to get yourself out of that negative space and raise your vibration a little bit. And it works, I promise you. Just try it. So that's my message to y'all for my Monday motivation. Make sure you take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Take some time for stillness. Put down the phone, turn off the TV, go outside, let the sun shine and beam on your face. Listen to the birds, listen to the wind, just a moment of stillness. Just try it. But anyway, y'all, I was really trying to prolong this a little bit longer, but yeah, I got a few things to do, and then I'm gonna I'll probably hop back up here later on and do my other episode, because it's gonna be called Friend or Foe. Yeah, so yeah, get ready for that one, because I'm gonna be getting in some things, okay? But anyway, I just wanted to spread some love and light, hoping that your week is going all right. Have a beautiful day and a wonderful night. Y'all know I used to be a rapper for fake. You know what I'm saying? I used to rap like Will Smith and him. Yeah. But I was on my Green Egg with him. But yeah, I just hope that everybody has an amazing week. Again, I'll be checking back in with y'all sometime soon this week. But I'm also going to post my bonus. It's going to be a bonus episode, but it's going to say Friday, because I was supposed to post it on Friday. But don't judge me, because I'm still posting it and I'm being consistent. So, you know what I'm saying? Clap it up for me, okay? Anyways, y'all, I'm just messing around. I just want to hop on here. Like I said, have a great week. I love you.